Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Allie Cat, with the Shine Love Podcast, here to present you with Adinkra Dance, the dance company that educates you while giving you culture and addressing social issues. But more importantly, they celebrate Blackness around the world. So if you are stopping by the Atlanta area, be sure to check them out. You can follow them at Adinkra Dance on Instagram, A-D-I-N-K-R-A. Dance. And you can check out their website at adinkradance.org. All right, peace.
Two. Yo, you're rocking with your boy, the Fisherman. It's the Shine Love Podcast here with my lovely co-host Allie Cat. Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Awesome. And you know, we came with a part two, so we had to bring our girl Press back. So Press, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great.
Awesome. And if you didn't remember from last time, please feel free to follow Press at Press_Bianca. Please.
On Twitter. That's what it is on Twitter. I said something else last time. Sorry, guys. But yes, Press_Bianca on Twitter and at Press_Bianca on Instagram.
Sorry. Awesome. And then Alex, I feel like you got the doubles and the L's and the E's and then.
I haven't been working on it. I'm so sorry, Precious. I was going to work on it. But it's Allie Cat, AlleyKatt.
Awesome. And you know it's me, your boy, the Fisherman. That's the two R's. Feel free to follow me on Instagram as well as Twitter. And also feel free to follow Shine Collective. That's kind of where the podcast, that's who's hosting the podcast. So I would love if you follow that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's been a week since we've seen each other. And so much can happen in a week. So real quick, I just want to kind of start it off with gratitude, right? So just what's one thing that you're grateful for that happened to you this week? Mm-hmm. It can be a person, it can be a thing. Anything. So I'm gonna start with our guest,
of course,
Alex, and then it's going.
Oh, I was gonna try.
Put you on the spot.
Okay, something I'm grateful for. I think honestly, I'm just really grateful for my dog, my puppy. I love him. Follow him at the Green Pushan. But he just keeps me happy. He keeps me up. He keeps my spirits up. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful for him.
Awesome.
Yay, Green. And I guess I'm just grateful for, I'm just kind of grateful how my week is going. It's actually going really well. I'm not going to hold you. I've been doing hot yoga consistently.
Come on, hot.
And yeah, so basically, you know how yoga is, you just do like Bikram yoga and I'm not sure the degree. I think it's like 90 degrees and you're just sweating. Mm. I know it sounds crazy because it's Corona, but it's not a lot of people in there. But I'm feeling good that like I'm consistent with it, that I'm going, and I feel like I'm losing weight. I don't know
yet. Not the hourglass cook
out of the summertime.
I heard you. awesome. Yo, something I'm really grateful for is my teaching bag this week. Mm-hmm. I've been in my duffel, like I've really just been honing in on my skills as an educator. It's been really, really dope to kind of like master this whole virtual space. So that's been like really, really cool. Mm-hmm. So, yo, thank you so much for sharing. Like, I know that sometimes, you know, we often think about the negative things that happen throughout our day or throughout our week. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of want us to always have some gratitude and focus on the positive things that happen in our lives. Mm-hmm. Last time we left off.
Wait, pause. Right. Can we talk about the wine this week?
Talk about it.
Okay, all right, y'all, the bottle's gone. I'm so sorry. I know we were supposed to wait to open it and try with you guys, but we can still give like a review on how it is. We have another one too. But so this week we have the San Antonio. It's a Cardinal American Sweet Red.
Come on.
Boom. That's what it looks like. I'm not sure how much it was. I didn't buy this. Actually, Precious bought this. You remember how much you bought this, actually. We were supposed to wait, but we kind of opened it. It's real sweet. Mad sweet.
But it's the wine I like.
Mad sweet.
It's $10.
No, but it's cool.
That's fine.
It's cool. It's no judgment over here. There's no judgment over here. Get it in how you fit in. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So press like it. Alex, how you feel about the wine?
It's cool. I don't really like my wines too sweet. Okay. But it's good though.
Okay. And it's this is an American wine. So that's pretty dope. Made in Texas, wine. San Antonio, Texas. It's San Antonio Winery. Oh. So that's pretty dope.
It says Los Angeles. I'm sorry.
LOL. Boy, I did not do my Googles. But it says San Antonio Winery.
I know. Wow. Okay. So I guess it was in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Está bien.
Yeah.
Tato.
Let's just go with that.
No, for sure. Feel free to check it out, man. We got another wine for you. So hopefully you really enjoy this episode. But y'all, we left off on whole tactics, man. It was at a good spot. So real quick, I don't want to dive too much into like what we talked about last time, even though it was kind of hot. But I kind of want to get into like what's something else from the book that kind of just really connected with you that you may not have got a chance to share, or that you just felt like you really wanted to highlight from the last conversation if you did share it. So let's start with Alex. Let's start with Press. Girl, I'm throwing you on the spot. Go ahead. Handle that.
And you're doing wonderful.
So, honestly, one thing that stood out to me and what I keep telling people is on the audiobook, maybe chapter 23, it may have, had some relevance to me.
Or connected with you.
Yes, connected with me. And chapter 23 on the audiobook is different than the actual hardcover book. But it just spoke on it. I think he said, if you're working an administrative job and you're trying to get your online boutique off the ground, These are some rules for you. I was like, okay, well, let me listen closely.
Let me take notes.
I'm not going to give too much away. You have to read the book. But it just gave me a lot of tips and, definitely motivated me even more to just go out and get it on my own.
Okay, I'm curious. Like, before you jump in, what's one tip that really resonated with you?
To never chase a man. If a man shows no interest all of a sudden, or he pulls back, or he kind of disappears, never show that type of weakness where you're desperate or you were just sitting around waiting for them. Like, you still have to move your life along. You still have to do what you got to do because you were fine before him. You're going to be fine after.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a ploy, that push and pull thing. I think that's with anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah,
so just understanding when that happens and being aware and not just quick to react.
I was going to say, like, I really just resonate with that because I think a lot of times we lose our marbles based off of, right, one relationship or something that just didn't really go our way. Not necessarily didn't go well, but just didn't go the way that we wanted to in that moment. And so we kind of like lose the thing that kept us grounded. And we're willing to like kind of throw that away for our this ghost partner that could have been, right? And we never kind of make that work. But that's enough about that. So Alex, what is one thing that really resonated with you?
Actually, it's kind of what Precious was saying. Like, he was saying like dick tactics, like don't fall for the dick tactics. I'm sorry, spoiler, my bad. But it's not, I'm not.
But if it's good, come on.
That's the problem. That's the problem right there. He was like, okay.
No, but
that's what he was kind of talking about, like having some type of self-control as a woman sometimes, like men who are like rich and handsome or
Like you said, you lose your marbles.
Yeah,
you see an attractive man for the first
time,
you just lose your marbles.
You just lose it. And want to give up the
cooch.
I didn't
want to
say cooch.
The oochie wally wally bang bang. Okay, I got you. I got the that's purse.
The come on. It's giving classy.
Come on.
It's classy. I like the juice. The purse.
the jus,
you gotta take it, you know, a little French spin on it. Okay.
Exactly. And like, just don't fall for that. Yes. Just don't fall for it, because, you know, men are just not all of them. But, you know, like these men, these type of men, they're trying to like get the purse.
Yeah.
So
you got the draws.
And
down.
when you give up the purse, that's it. You kind of lose like that. Yeah. That mysteriousness about you, period.
But also in the book,
book,
not to give too much away.
Uh-huh. Give it away.
There's a flip side to that.
Oh, come on.
There's a flip side to that. You can't see. I mean, yeah, essentially, someone to see, you know, giving up your purse as losing your power. But if you're able to flip that and turn it into something else, and it's like, instead of, oh, I gave you something, or I lost something, it's like, I wanted to.
Right. Wanted to. That's true. I'm allowing you
just,
to,
you know, have something, some entertainment for me. You were just, you know, something to do.
Yeah.
So don't think that you, you know, have control over me now because of that.
Yeah.
So I love how he kind of speaks on both aspects.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
yeah,
for sure. Yo, one thing that y'all both said that I really kind of, it made me just think of a lot about this idea of how we just have to kind of just be in tune with ourselves for real. Because I feel like oftentimes we allow somebody else to really sway us left, sway us right, have us thinking a whole nother way. Because even in that moment, like you said, you gave up your purse, but you could still have the power.
Right.
It didn't even have to change. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a thought process. I feel like it's the how you think around it and like the psychology of it. It's like, you can't let this nigga shake you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shake you up, shake up your foundation.
Come on.
Jack me for my purse. I still got a virtual wallet.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Jack me for my purse, but I still got a virtual wallet. That's what I was thinking in my head.
Mm.
Baby.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I just want to remake that. I wasn't in it.
Nah,
I want to be included.
So, you know, I know y'all didn't ask, but something that resonated with me was but something that really resonated with me. So I was listening to the book the other day, and it was really talking about how women can make a man feel like they're in control even if they're not. And it made me think about how often I feel like women do it the wrong way. As a man, like, not for real, as a man, like, I've you know, before Alice, like, years
yeah,
ago,
centuries.
Before I even knew who you was, right? No, I've met women who were working women, had money, whatever, and it was like the way that they
carried it.
It was like, you're, even though I know that you're a powerful being, you're like kind of making me feel as though I'm not worthy of being a man. And in a weird way, it made me disengage or unattracted. And I think he even talked about in the book, like, you know what I'm saying, just this idea of like, yo, make me feel like I done made the decision. Make me feel like I didn't told you what to do, even if it comes off as a suggestion from you, it comes off as a recommendation from you. But the idea of whole tactics is making a man feel secure in his manhood. I thought that was really powerful, because I feel like a lot of times,
and that's the key.
It was like a beautiful, diabolical plan that he was talking about, because I was like, wow, like, I could already imagine how a woman asking me these questions would make me feel inclined to do more, feel inclined to say more, even if I don't have it,
spend more.
And I think that's the key, right? Even if I don't have it, it's like, you, especially, and I'm not going like single out, like, just to single out Black men, I feel like oftentimes as Black men, we don't have a lot of opportunities, Now that everybody's gonna have their own perspective on this or whatever, but I feel like outside of you know, maybe our personal relationships, we don't have a lot of opportunities to assert ourselves. And so I feel like it's really dope that the communication around whole tactics was about making sure a man feels like he can be and more. Yeah. And that was part of the beauty of, you know, whole tactics in itself. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was kind of dope.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also think that, yes, and, right?
Here
yes,
we go.
Yes, and. But I think, okay. So on talk this caliber it. Of man, right? Mm-hmm. Like this man who's going to be like me, your sponsor, or be like someone who's providing for you financially. That like I feel like they might possess a leadership quality or quality that would make me want to like I don't know the word, like I don't want to say submit because that's not the word I'm looking for, but that will make me want to like go through the hoops, but be this certain type of woman. I'm gonna say that, like, but I felt like for like just men, regular men, it's like I'm not about to,
but
I still think men deserve respect for sure, and to feel like a man, but not all men can lead. And I think that's something. It's like I'm not about to follow you and do all of this if you're not like,
all right, I'm gonna let you speak on it, but I got some of this.
No, because I'm listening to you guys, and I think you guys are speaking in terms of like coming from a relationship,
this is not a single
person. Like coming from a single person, like but you're just more so. It's more so what you can get out of them, the experience you can get out of them.
Yeah.
It's not like you. Oh, I don't want to jump through hoops. It's like, oh, I know if I'm nice to you and I'm kind with you, you're going to spend this money. You have it. You like doing it.
Yeah.
And you just want some type of companionship or eye candy
to
fill some type of hole
void.
And they just kind of want somebody to experience the wild, crazy, same things that they want to as well. Maybe the people in their inner circle don't, or maybe they do, and maybe they're trying to compete with them.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, finding a fresher, hot, young thing off the block is their draw. But in terms of the female, it's just like, hey, like, what, you trying to pay my rent? Okay, I'll go on this boat. Okay, I just have to be nice to you. I have to give you compliments. Like, I have to listen to you. You just want somebody to listen to you. Like, a lot of these men, from my perspective and just reading the book and just hearing different conversations, is a lot of these men are supposed to be powerful in their everyday life, that sometimes when it comes to females, they themselves want to submit. That kind of goes into the dominatrix role of females. That aspect of sugar baby or sugaring, as they say. So a lot of these men just want a hot young thing to put a heel on their face. And I don't know.
But it's valid, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm thinking about... granted, I haven't been in that situation. But it really resonates, though. I can really imagine how, you know, with my job, just telling people what to do every day. Sometimes when I'm at home, I don't want to make decisions on where we're going to eat. I don't want to make decisions on how we're going to spend our day or our night, right? There's a beauty in a woman's assertiveness, but it's always through this art of submission. And I think that's the, you know what I mean? Hey, look, I do this. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I think that was the beauty in it for me, right? Like it was like, yes, they're being assertive in what they want, but they still are able to make a man feel as though it's what they want. As the man, like, I picked it. You know what I mean? Like, I picked you, right? Even though this woman
She didn't
played you, the yeah. whole.
She made you think that he picked her exactly. when she's the one who picked him. Exactly. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. That's fire. I like that.
So I wanted to kind of put this out there because I feel like it needs to be said. And I think we are, sometimes we can romanticize this game, mm-hmm. right? And oh I want to just put it out there that like, yo, it ain't for one, the faint, it ain't for the faint of heart. So if you ain't that type of person, like it ain't for you. Mm-hmm. And then two, I feel like you have to be able to gauge the type of people that you're coming in contact with because it can go kind of left mm-hmm. a little faster than we think. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like while we are saying like, yo, women, do your thing, go smack, you know what I'm saying? Be assertive in your submission and your lust, right? Take ownership of your sexiness, all that. There's still a part of it where men do feel like they own you if you promising them something and you don't give in, right? Mm-hmm. So I just want to put that out there because I feel like we gotta cover our ground. Right? But kind of like the next thing I wanted to go into was something that Alex brought up, and it was this idea of what from the book sits home with you. Was is that you kind of said it something like that?
I was just saying like bringing it home. How does it relate to you? Or yeah, like your life or as a person? Yeah, as a person.
Yeah. So we're gonna start with the single person on the podcast. So how does it kind of like just relate to you in your personal life? It doesn't necessarily have to be in relationships, but
yeah,
just how does it relate to you as a person? Yeah.
First, I'm single, but I got a man.
Come on.
Don't be confused.
Come on.
But for me, what brought it home was more so like just being the art of discernment, just knowing how to read people and read signs. He's giving you like red flags, like play by plays, what to look out for and how to react. And if you react this way, what may happen?
Right.
And you can only kick yourself. You can only kick yourself after not following his directions, mm-hmm. and you keep reading and see that he already written it all out for you. Mm-hmm. So that kind of brought it home for me. Just like, you know, just knowing how to read people.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried out any hoe tactics?
LOL. Stay tuned for part three as we bring to you.
See, and I get that boutique, baby.
Come on. On the way.
On the way. Loading.
All right. So, Alice, what about you?
Okay, that's what I'm going to say. Okay. I got to be careful. Not to get too much away. Years and years and years ago, before Hassan, right?
Come on.
The fisherman.
Once upon a time.
Right. I've dated like these types of men, and I wish that I had the fucking book, Loki.
Loki,
I wish I had the book.
Tell me more.
Nah, that's it. I didn't have like, I met like some men overseas. I met men like when I was living in New York. Like I met these type of people, and well, New York, it was like us, but these men were approaching me, and I'm like, bitch,
you could have got a bag.
I could have not a business, a rent, the whatever, right? But you know,
all right, Alex.
Anyway,
I'm gonna ask you. Nah. If I had a sugar mama.
Nigga. You gotta be my sugar daddy. What are we talking about? You tricking on me.
Nah, for sure. I'm
just kidding. You tricking on me. You're not about to be tricked. Oh.
I'm not. Okay, yeah. You right.
You're just so single, okay? So singleton and tricking on me. That's it. Nothing else. All right, that's what I'm saying. It's too late now. But yeah, I didn't have the confidence. And I feel like the book would have given me some confidence more so. Like, even, I mean, the tips are like super helpful, right? But the main, like I said, like the last episode, just raising the confidence of like approaching the man and like using like what you have, not trying to like really be too much someone like someone else, but like just being standing firm.
Yeah.
Not having a, what he said, like a weak bitch mindset. I got a weak bitch mindset. Yeah, yeah. And it was, yeah. So.
You know what's crazy? I think that's the underlying theme of the book, though. Confidence.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
oh, absolutely.
I feel like from the first page to the last is literally preaching confidence mm-hmm. and how to, even if you don't do any of these tactics, it's like the sheer idea that you possess all these things within you.
Yeah.
It's like you can move on that. You can act on that. You know what I'm saying? So I think, I don't know if that was like the underlying thing that y'all got from it, but for me,
yeah,
I got confidence. It's awesome. I think in a weird way, the thing that I was able to kind of take home is just this idea of like the art of submission. I was able to just see more of the beauty behind how women can really dominate men.
Yeah.
And I feel like, granted, yes, you know, we together, but there's still elements of the book that's like really dope, right? Like, you could still role play a lot of these.
All right, now.
this next part is rated R.
I'm sorry.
No, but if I'm being real, mm-hmm. I feel like in a relationship, like, it kind of starts out like this, right? This idea of like going smack or like just doing like all these cute things. Then sometimes in a relationship, it can stop. It can become mm-hmm. a halt. And mm-hmm. and I think even in a relationship, you can still do some of these things. You can mm-hmm. still compliment your man, mm-hmm. take your man out on dates.
I think it still happens, like in marriages. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, they're like, oh, my car is just broken down. Can you go take my car to get some gas? Or can you put
right?
Be tricking that on husband.
Be trick. and I think that's the message. Please don't trick me. Okay.
It's already happened.
It did. Like, but I think that's the beauty of what I got. It's like, it doesn't have to stop in the single person's mindset. It don't got mm-hmm. it can literally start even in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It can start with your partner, and y'all can figure out ways to where you could
spice it up,
play this damsel in distress, and I come save you, girl. If I really care about you, mm-hmm. I can prove that mm-hmm. by coming in and coming to your mm-hmm. grace, coming to your savior. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that's like a really dope part about the book.
I think that depends. I mean, I agree with you, but I think that also depends.
Talk about it.
I mean, you just don't have like women who aren't submissive. They mm-hmm. want like an equally abrasive partner. And sometimes that works.
It does. Sometimes but it works. But I think both needs to happen though. I don't think that, I mean, yes, you're going to have some men that's okay with being dominated in every which way possible, but that ain't me. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that okay. And I don't think I actually don't think that's the average. I really think on average there's a balance that everybody wants to play, right? There's some times where we also want to dominate our partner, but there are times where we kind of want to be dominated ourselves.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's kind of like the beauty in it. All right, so if you have like one recommendation on why people should read this book, what would it be?
It's a confidence booster. Like, as mm-hmm. you mentioned, it's going to boost your confidence, like whatever size you are, like whatever you look like. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be fancy, have a lot of money, dress the best. Like, mm-hmm. it just teaches you to be confident in your skin and just, you know, how to power through.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one recommendation, what would it be for this book? What would it be?
All right. If you young, single, trying to get your business startup, or you're trying to do all of that. I mean, because I feel like this is not for if you're trying to get into a relationship. Like, this is strictly for like trying to
stop.
I mean, okay, there are some aspects,
stages,
right?
The early stages, for sure.
No, like, I feel like the book is not specifically it's like he even says like you know,
ladies,
are we trying to get don't we trying
money out these niggas? I ain't gonna get your money
and the confidence thing too
hey, 10 out of 10 stars, man. Definitely highly recommend this book. If you want to just build your confidence, know the game, get put onto the game, please feel free to read this book. It's about a 9-hour audio play, so it's pretty
I'm about to just pull it up. I was trying to pull up the audiobook so I'd like to kind of show what it looked like.
Oh, all right.
Where is it? There it goes. Okay. I felt it. Okay. I was trying to pull it up. Okay. Well, I was listening to it, so this is going to pop up, but this is kind of what it looks like. Oh, wait, I got to do it like how the YouTubers do.
Maybe?
That's kind of what it looks like.
Hey, listen, man. That's
yes,
so
by
awesome.
GL Lambert.
By GL Lambert for sure. Also, feel free to check out this wine. It's sweet, but it's pretty
yeah,
good.
I love this.
And with that being said, man, I just want to go ahead and close out. Once again, it's your boy The Fisherman. That's with two R's, and we have our lovely guests. Go ahead and
Fresh
reintroduce
Bianca
yourself.
At Fresh Bianca, follow me.
Awesome. And we got
Ellie Cat. I ain't gonna spill it again.
Thank you so much for tuning in once again, and I hope that you've enjoyed another episode of the Sean Love Podcast.
Bye.
Out.
Yeah.